Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. I am absolutely beside myself trying to figure out what the heck is going on with the Henrico County Police Division and this report from the chief that there's a whole slew of crimes they're just not going to answer anymore. You can call them, but they're not coming. Wow. No offense, but this is sort of nonsense I expect in a San Francisco, where they just gave up on enforcing law, not Henrico. All right, well, anyway, listen, we were going to talk with my dear friend Tom Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. I wanted to talk a little bit about the inflationary impact and the rest of it, but if it's okay with him, I also want to talk about the shoplifting, because apparently the police division's not coming to cover that either. Tom, good afternoon.
Hi, Jeff. It's nice to be on your show. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, listen, my friend, it is always good to have you here. We are loyal customers, and we love you, and you know that. And I call on you most of the time. Sadly, there's some bad news out there, and I wanted to get a handle from you. I'm seeing the numbers now that say in the past almost 4 years, in other words, going along with President Biden in office, when you go to the supermarket now, your cost is up about 24%. And I'm curious what you're seeing on the other end of that, on the actual market side.
Well, it's a very interesting, and I'm so glad you asked me on your show. That I was, on a board meeting half the day with Stu Leonard's and listening to what's going on in the markets and, mm-hmm. All around the country. And then I was in a meeting this afternoon with, some of our farmers, and I had asked them what they thought was going to be happening. And that, if you really look at it, last year the local farmers really tried their very hardest not to raise prices. Mm-hmm. And diesel fuel was climbing, and they had inflation, and propane it was up, and they really did a great job, and we were able to really give those bargains to the customer, which we hope to be able to do this year. But, Jeff, if you look at it now, and here's what they said to me today. They said, Tom, everybody's volume is down right now. I mean, if anybody's in the retail business and you're listening to this, they're nodding your head. It was a brutal first quarter. Very, very tough for everybody. Everybody's scrambling because prices keep going up, and customers are trying to really make good decisions for their families. Yeah. I mean, here's some stuff that you have to look forward to in the spring now with all the local things. Right now, electricity for the farmers, they basically said it's between like 10 and 12%. It's up over last year. Their commercial insurance to run their farms is up 21%. Okay. Fertilizer's up. Their supplies are up. Diesel fuel is up. Propane is up. All the things that the local farmers, are using are all are skyrocketing. And so I think some of them are talking about not even doing some vegetables because they can't make any money on them at all. I mean, they'll lose if they even deliver them. So we're working really hard with our farmers in order to really take the product and sell it. But we're trying to figure out exactly what those retails might look like with all the costs going up. It's not good, Jeff. We're all about getting fresh stuff and saving the customer money. And we'll keep doing that, but the prices are going up.
Wow. Tom Leonard is joining us from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. By the way, Tom Leonard's Farmers Market is a finalist in the Style Weekly competition for Best Supermarket. So if you're over there voting, you need to vote for my buddy Tom and his team. So, Tom, these farmers that are sharing this with you, I hesitate to ask, but are there any types of fruits or vegetables we would normally expect to see? Like, I love peaches in the summertime. We love nectarines in the summertime. Is that the sort of stuff we're talking about?
Yeah, well, all the things that, you know, the tomatoes, the squash, the, you know, everything at Sulco. But let me tell you something, Jeff, that we hadn't talked about. You know, there's this H2A program where you hire workers.
Right.
And, you know, you bring them into the farms to work. And that those rates have skyrocketed now, and the farmers are talking about $20 an hour. But it's not, that's not just it. What's happening is if you come across the border illegally, you get a whole bunch of benefits from Biden. You get phones, you get a whole bunch of other things. And they don't want to blow it by going to work for a farm and having to register. So they just say to the farmers, you know, you have to pay us in cash or we're not going to work. And these guys are petrified. They're not going to be able to get the help in there in order to pick the stuff and help them grow it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So
I think I've said that right,
yeah.
But I mean, they used to be able to, you know, I mean, in Mexico, they said people are working for like $10 or $12 a day. We're here that they're not even sure they want to do it unless you pay them cash at $20 an hour.
Wow! Oh my gosh! So. I mean, the danger here, and I want to remind everybody, Tom Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market over in Short Pump is joining us. So is there a real danger, Tom? Like you said, you did mention some guys just might not even put the seeds in. And other folks, I guess they have to worry about if they do plant things, are they going to be able to harvest stuff and bring stuff to market?
I was talking to a friend of mine out in Lancaster County that has 3,500 acres. He said that it used to cost $1 million in order to be able to do that in fertilizers. He said that's up well over double.
Wow.
I mean, how do you grow things when it costs you more to deliver them than the people can sell them for it? Now, I'm all for going local, and we're all for saving the customer money here. We work hard at it. But, you know, to answer the question, whether you have people there that can actually work at the farms and will help, or whether the prices are skyrocketing, I mean, I don't know which is worse because,
yeah.
I mean, everybody is struggling with this. I mean, there anybody who's listening to your show now that has to do in the retail business, I don't care what part of it they're in, they're all going, you know, that's absolutely true. It's tough to get people. They're very expensive, and you know, the prices keep going up with everything you're buying. You got to shop for the deals, and you know, which is what we spend a lot of time on here, is trying to find those deals. But the deals are even going up.
Oh my gosh.
So you know, it's a tricky time right now in the retail business.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. And, you know, this is one of those things, we all have to be honest about it. Buying food, getting food for the family, this is not something that you can say, oh, well, we're not buying new chairs. You know, you'll still be okay if you don't buy the new kitchen set. You'll deal with the old kitchen set.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
But as you and I both know, Tom, we're dads. Those kids, man, every day they want to have a little something, and it's a couple of times a day. You got growing boys, man. Your fridge is always emptying out. What about the other parts? Like cattle. I mean, are you seeing that with cattle and chicken and all that stuff as well?
Well, beef prices are up because last year there was you know, a shortage because of the droughts, and so beef prices now are up. And, you know, chicken is stable right now. You know, fish is a great, you know, I mean, we have local flounder and rockfish and, you know, salmon and all the fresh fish that we have here. That's at a great bargain. I mean, compared to what it was last year or the year before, you still get a bargain on that. But the meat prices are going up. I mean, we bring it in a lot of times direct, and I'll tell you, it's going up. And, you know, you can't say anything about it because they say, you know, if you don't want to take it, don't do it. So, So, you know, you have to figure out how to do it. We used to sell filet mignon all the time, the whole filet mignons. I know you know about it because it's one of your favorite items when you come in here, when you and Heidi come. But what I mean, it's that we used to sell it at $9.99 all the time. And I was always like, whatever you do, don't go over $10 a pound. Gosh, it's, you know, it's much higher than that, and we're, the margins are even shrinking. Jeez. So you have, I don't really see a out for this. I don't see it. I mean, maybe something could happen. I mean, but you definitely have to get a change in strategy coming from the government in order to help us with this, because this isn't moving in the right direction, and people's incomes aren't going up fast enough.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and so there's a, so in a business, there's a thing called a gross profit. And that, there's a lot of pressure on that right now because wages are going up, expenses are going up, the customers want to buy, still want to bargain. So, yeah, and so that gross margin is shrinking, and it's only going to get to a point where people go, the hell with it, I don't want to do it anymore. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just, you just can't keep any, keep the business open because the volume isn't high enough. So, you know, we're okay over here. We're in the food business, but, you know, it's going up. And I want to know, how do I want to know, so how do I get a sandwich named after me?
I'll tell you.
I mean, what do I have to do? All I hear about is this great sandwich that's named after you.
Well, I'll tell you what. I will bring you up here. I mean, the four of us can go over there. The two of us can go over there, and I'll put the I'll put a little pressure on Wendy to get a time on the menu. Yeah, absolutely. I will do that. Now, I got to ask you about one of my favorites. We're getting into the season. I mean, this is about as local as it gets. I love Hanover tomatoes, man. I mean, it's almost, you could almost eat them like an apple. Is that also
No, they're
something?
Great.
Yeah. Are we going to see some difficulty with the Hanover tomatoes this year, too?
I don't know in terms of shortage, but definitely we're going to be watching the pricing. Okay. So, you know, we're going to be keeping our eye on it here. But so far, that appears to be an item that people are growing a lot of. But, okay. You know, it's a terrific item. You know, there's nothing like one of those. You know, whether you make a tomato sandwich or, you know, they're just absolutely terrific. But, you know, that they're going to be coming on. We will have them the beginning of the season with some of them soon. You know, there'll be some other items that will be coming on. And I'll get a much better pulse of exactly what's happening.
I got you.
You know, once they start coming online. But, you know, we're working awful hard over here in order to give the customers a bargain and safe and real fresh stuff. And, you know, we seem to be holding our own, but we've got to really watch it.
Yeah. Well, I say it when you're not here as well as when you're here. We're loyal customers. We love what you guys do at Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. We've loved it forever and ever. And you really are working on behalf of the customer. While you're here, Tom, I mean, have you got anything in particular this week maybe that people will hear about now that they go, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to head over and pick some up. Any good specials?
You know, I mean, there's bargains in the store right now. I mean, we did the, you know, from Florida, the two pound strawberries at $3.99. Those were a fantastic bargain. We just coming off those. We're going to get some more in those on Wednesday. They come direct. The asparagus, great bargain on that coming out of Georgia right now. That's 99 cents a pound. I mean, there's some real terrific bargains, but you gotta catch them when they happen. And so, you know, because the trucks are coming in, we can catch these deals. But, you know, if they, you know, the other thing that happened, Jeff, is that Produce Source closed down, the big distributor.
Oh,
and, you know, they closed down because they couldn't make it. So, you know, there's a lot of pressure on these farmers. What the hell did they do with the stuff that they're growing?
Yeah. Well, that's a great point, and I'm gonna toot your horn for a second. I mean, the nice thing is that I know you have personal, direct relationships with so many of the farmers, and you're involved in so much. Didn't Governor Youngkin also ask you to serve on a board for him not too long ago?
Well, I'm on a small business commission, and very honored to do it. We've only met once so far, but I'm very happy to be on it. And you know, he's a big one on small business.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a businessman. He really gets it. And, you know, we're all for him here. It doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican. I mean, he's great for the state of Virginia.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's for sure. And
That is spot on.
I wouldn't want that job. You know, I've always said to Karen, you know, I'd love to work for him, but I don't want to work that hard because he is the hardest working person I know.
He really is, man. I'm telling you, you can get a note from him or a message from his people at 5 in the morning, 5 at night, again at midnight. Yeah, he's working overtime. I think we're very, very fortunate in Virginia to have him sitting in the governor's office. I really do.
No, I do. I mean, he's a winner. That's for sure. And the people that he's chosen to work with him are real solid too. They're great, but you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, this is affecting everybody. So, you know, we'll see. You know, I mean, he wants to get the prices down and make Virginia more affordable too. So, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, by helping with the food taxes and things like that. I mean, it's old news a little bit now, but you know, I mean, whatever we can do in order to help, we're thrilled to do it. But we're only a small little business out in Shorepunk. Well, you know, it's some people think we're bigger than we are, but we're particularly after I go on your show, but they all think that we're some big conglomerate or something, but I'm going to shoot for that sandwich, I'm telling you.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, Tom, number one, I appreciate you being here. Number two, you give our love to Karen. Cannot wait to see you again in the near future, very, very soon, as I understand it. And then, you're coming up here, and we're going to make sure that Wendy Oman at Jake's Place gets a good, solid Tom Leonard sandwich on the menu. I'm on your side, brother. I really am.
Okay, you got it. Good talking to you, Jeff.
Thank you, my friend. That is Tom Leonard, Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. Look, I wish there were good news. Tom is an honest broker in every sense of the word. He is, he's one store. He's in Short Pump. He's got these great connections with our local farmers. You can always find great deals, but you heard what he said. It's very, very difficult at the moment for the farmers to get people to work in the fields, whether it's planting or harvesting. They want $20 an hour in cash. That's raising the cost of everything. You've got other farmers who say, man, the price of diesel, the price of propane, the price of other fuel is up, fertilizer's up. So the price of everything's going up. And some of these farmers, as Tom pointed out, they're just going to say, you know what? The margins are so small, I'm not going to make anything if I grow this. The heck with it. I'm not growing it this year. So you better be on the lookout for some shortages as well. 349, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.